proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. Now, recently, we've been discussing the life and ministry of John the Baptist, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. John the Baptist was the fulfillment of prophets, such as Isaiah and Malachi. He was privileged among those prophets to publicly declare, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." The character of John the Baptist is unique, to say the least. He stood out for his special diet of locusts and wild honey, as well as for his clothing style and wearing camel's hair and a leather girdle. He preached in the wilderness of Judea, according to Matthew 3. Here he called the people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. One popular theory regarding John the Baptist is a possible association with a monastic group called the Essenes. This Jewish sect lived near the Dead Sea in what is known today as Qumran, the same location as to the discovery of the famous Dead Sea Scrolls. Many scholars believe that the Essenes were the actual scribes who penned the Dead Sea Scrolls. Before we discuss the connection between John and the Essenes, let's take a closer look at this group. During the time of Jesus, several Jewish groups existed, such as the Pharisees, the Sadducees, scribes, Herodians, and others. One group that separated themselves from the Sadducees who controlled the temple were the Essenes. The Essenes were small in number, only about 4,000 men who did not marry. Rather, they recruited young men to join them. Joining the Essenes, though, was not that easy. One had to live outside the community for 2 years to be proven before formally accepted by the community. The Essenes held rigorous daily practices of ritual immersion in the mikvah, communal eating, and scheduled prayers. In a mystical sense, they endeavored to be holy, even dressing in all white linen, which was noticeable whenever they traveled. The Essenes saw the priests in Jerusalem as being unfaithful and separated themselves from them, endeavoring a life of purity and holiness. The Essenes viewed themselves as the sons of light and expected the coming of the teacher of righteousness who would establish a fresh and holier priesthood. Now, regarding John the Baptist's possible association with the Essenes, a few clues are available to examine. First, John the Baptist ministered in the wilderness of Judea and baptized not far from Jericho. This area is just north of Qumran, the home of the Essenes. Next, just as John did, the Essenes also viewed themselves as a voice crying in the wilderness, according to Isaiah 40, verse 3. Another comparison is that the Essenes practiced a baptism for the purpose of soul cleansing. Both taught the coming divine judgment and a call to all to turn to the ways of God. The early Essenes were part of the priests of the temple and then separated from them. John the Baptist's father, Zacharias, was also a priest. John could have been a priest as well, but God sent him forth as a prophet. With the comparisons here, there's also some distinctions to note between the two groups. While the Essenes practiced a form of baptism that was to purify their souls, John's baptism was one of repentance in light of the soon coming of the Lord. Also, the Essenes separated themselves from the majority of Israel who viewed themselves as the sons of darkness. John, on the other hand, extended a call to all who would hear him proclaim the coming of Jesus the Messiah. Perhaps the greatest difference between these two groups is that the Essenes as community did not recognize Jesus as the Messiah, while John the Baptist did. And that there, my friend, is the eternal difference. So, did John the Baptist really associate himself with the Essenes? While this is possible, we cannot either be certain biblically or historically. When one steps back to look at the Essenes and the coming of Jesus the Messiah, it is not hard to see the parallels of thought. Even though the differences are distinct, they could be viewed as cousins of sort. It would not have been surprising to see a few of the Essenes realize that John the Baptist was the one they had been looking for and then followed Jesus as the real way, the truth, and the life. Now, I appreciate you for tuning in today as we've been looking at the life and ministry of John the Baptist. I invite you to come tomorrow as we will look one more time at the life of John the Baptist. So I pray this has been a blessing to you. Now, if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, you may do so by going to ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, "Shalu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May the Lord richly bless you.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.